Yeah.
I'm pretty excited over here, Carl.
I know. It is exciting.
I'm not like this excited, but I'm excited.
Why? Why are you excited?
Because tomorrow morning I leave for the Olympia.
Yes, me too. Well, tomorrow afternoon technically. But tomorrow morning I pick my lady love up from the airport.
See, that's what you're excited about, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, buddy.
I'm hoping I meet a lady love in Las Vegas.
Oh, I thought you had, like, something set up already. You don't have something set up?
Well, come on, Carl. I'm not giving any details. I mean,
you don't want to jinx
there's
it.
Potential. There's potential everywhere, Carl.
Yeah, you don't want to jinx it. I know.
If I have an announcement like you had an announcement last show, I'll be very happy.
Well, I'm telling the ladies out there right now that you better line up and get ready because Aaron is on the loose and he's looking. So I will be selling tickets to ride Aaron at the Olympia. To ride the Aaron ride at the Olympia this year.
The price, it's a sliding scale, though.
Carl. Yeah, yeah, that's
depending on with the
the more beautiful you are, the cheaper it is. And if I think you're really hot, you can get on for free.
Exactly.
How are you feeling? You have been sick, as has PJ Braun.
Actually, me, PJ Braun, and my dog Rustine, who I posted a picture of, a sad Rustine.
Oh, he's such a pretty dog.
On the live thread on RX Muscle. I got sick, and it's a pretty inopportune time to be sick. But I've been sick for PJ was sick for a day or so.
Couple days.
He's been kind of coming down with it for a little while, but I've been sick, you know, for a while. I've been kind of dealing with it. And it's finally I think it's finally clearing out.
Yeah.
You know, I had a really tough time because, you know, before the Olympia, I mean, I think it's just natural. You know, you want to look your best. So, I mean, although I'm not dieting or anything like that, you know, I'm going to McDonald's every day, but I would like to be training,
right,
you know, hard. And unfortunately, I've had to skip a bunch of days this week. You won't be able to tell, of course, when you see me, Carl.
No, I haven't seen you other than pictures anyway. And you look really great, so I can't imagine.
You haven't seen each other since February.
Since the Phoenix Pro.
Yeah, that's a long fucking time.
Wait until you see me, man. You're not even going to recognize me.
Really?
Nah, I'm just kidding. Nah. No, I'm just kidding. I've lost a lot. I'm down to 210 right now.
210, that's pretty, you were 240 last time I seen you.
Right. So I'm
240 with a pretty good sized belly.
Yeah, no, the belly's completely gone. I've got, some troublesome spots below my navel. Where I'm still holding on to some fat, but as I get leaner everywhere else, that slowly goes away as well. So I give myself another few months and I'll be where I want to be.
You know what I've found is that, when I dieted, and I lost all of the, like, trouble spots.
Right.
You know, granted, maybe I wasn't as lean as I should have been, or maybe it was, you know, I didn't look great on stage, but I did lose all the trouble spots. You know, I didn't have any fat jiggling anywhere
right
on my body.
Right.
And I think now that I've gained weight back, a lot of those trouble spots seem to have didn't come back with the additional water.
Well, you know, according to Charles Poliquin and Dr. Peter Rouse, depending on your hormone profile, you store fat differently. And both of them claim that when you store fat below your navel, that's adrenal issues. And so, you know, you may have stored that fat at one point in your life. And now that you got rid of it, your hormone levels are not where they were back then when you stored them. So you're not going to put the fat back on in those spots.
Yeah. Somebody told me, I don't know how true this is. Somebody told me that the reason why I held fat where I did, because like Dave Palumbo had said, you know, even at 280, you could still see my abs more than you could see some people's abs when they're in really good shape.
Right.
So I just don't hold fat on my like midsection in that area.
Right.
You know, I will hold more fat, not even in the love handles, but in like the lower back kidney region.
Really?
Yeah. And so you technically
have a hanging back like Kai Greene then.
At 280, I did. So I don't even know where I was going with this. What were we saying, Carl?
About storing fat in different places.
You can tell I'm out of it.
Yeah.
So my friend told me that he believes, he's a pretty knowledgeable guy. He believes that from my years of drug use, that I had elevated cortisol levels for so long.
There you go.
Drug use. That is where my body stored the body fat. And since I never lost that body fat.
Right.
That storage stayed there. Cause now, I mean, I don't have fat back there, but I have more water. You know, my waist is more svelte, I guess you'd say, in the back.
Right, right.
But it's like those areas didn't come back like they did before.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's interesting. And that's the whole thing. It's the cortisol connection. That's what I was making reference to that Charles Poliquin talks about and Peter Rouse talks about. So anyway.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, something interesting, Carl, is that as a side effect of my, drug usage back in the day, one thing that's been bothering me lately, you know, cause I don't really, as far as I know from the doctors and seeing people, you know, getting my blood work done regularly, as far as I know, I didn't do any damage to myself from my years of, you know, heroin and methadone and everything else.
Right.
Cocaine, you know what I mean?
Right.
As far as I know. But the one place that I can tell that there's a problem is my teeth.
Really?
My teeth look good. If you see my teeth, if I smile, you're going to say you got nice teeth.
Right.
But in reality, my teeth have been like bothering me.
Soft. They've gotten soft maybe, you know?
I don't know what it is, but
Are they very sensitive?
Sensitive. I have some pain. Like one thing is I'll have like, you know, when I get food in between my teeth, the gums will feel like they're swelling up and it feels like pressure.
Yeah. When's the last time you went to a dentist?
I've never had that in my life
before. When's the last time you went to a dentist?
I probably need to go to the dentist.
Oh, well, there you go. I mean, you probably need a good deep cleaning. That's all.
I hope that's all it is. Yeah, you know, they say that methadone, if you go to the methadone clinic, like,
yeah, nobody has teeth. I know.
Nobody has teeth.
Yeah, I know. I know.
The longer they go there, the less teeth they have.
Right.
And from what I understand from my little bit of research, it's because methadone, like any strong opiate, causes your body to produce less saliva. So having that dry mouth all the time causes bacteria buildup because the saliva actually allows your body to get rid of some of that bacteria.
Right, right, right.
I wouldn't think that, but that actually is the case. I looked it up. I started to worry about this because I obviously haven't been on methadone many years now, but when I was on methadone, I had no problems with my teeth whatsoever, and now that they're bothering me.
Well, and also don't forget, when you're on methadone, you don't care.
No, definitely.
So you don't care if your teeth are bothering.
Yeah, I had bigger problems, Carl. I was falling down, standing up asleep.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if I ever tell a story on the radio where how I had just bought the
new TV.
Did I tell that story on the radio?
Yeah, you did. I think you told it. You did tell it. I remember we talked about it.
Well, I'll tell it real quick, super quick version. So I had just bought this TV. I was so, you know, this is a time when money was pretty tight, and it was probably a foolish purchase to begin with, but I spent $2,500 on a television.
Right.
It was like my prized possession, you know, other than my computer. You know, to spend now it would be ridiculous for me to buy a $2,500 television, but then it was really ridiculous.
Right.
So I bought this TV, and I was all you know, proud of it and happy I got this fancy TV. And at the time, when I would take my methadone, in combination of having sleep apnea, I would have spells of actually falling asleep standing up.
Right.
I would fall over, and hitting the ground would wake me up. And that was one of my big wake-up calls was one evening, Amy was in bed in the other room, and I fell down, and my head hit the TV and broke the TV.
Right. And you had just gotten okay, the TV wasn't but a couple months old, right?
Carl, I don't even know if it was 2 months old.
Right. Because I remember when you bought it, and then I remember when you fell. You told me you fell down. You were standing up, and you passed out or something, and you said you broke the TV. And that's when you hurt your hand real bad, too.
No, that was a different fall.
Oh, that was a different fall. Okay.
Yeah, I fell down quite a few times. See, that actually scared me. Of all my years of using drugs and you know, when I was on the methadone clinic, I was trying to come off of drugs.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I was in the process of getting better, but it was that period of time was more scary because I got in car accidents because I fell asleep driving because I fell asleep standing up. I was actually more scared for my life in that period of time than any other time before.
Right.
Because, you know, if you could fall down standing up.
Pass out standing up for no reason.
I fell and hit my face on the toilet seat before. I mean, I have scars from it. So, I mean. Yeah. That's some scary shit.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Anyway, let's get to something more pleasant. How is your romance going, Carl?
Oh, it's getting better and better every day.
Getting better and better every day. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I mean, there's,
you got details to share? You need me to ask you questions, interview you?
No. I mean, it's just wonderful. I mean, she's just the most wonderful person I've ever met.
Well, when's
in my
the
life.
Next time you're going to see her?
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. So that means that you are bringing this lovely lady to the Olympia with you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Well, this is news to everybody who's listening.
Oh, did I not say that last time when we were talking about
it? Okay.
Okay. Yeah. She's flying in tomorrow morning. I'm picking her up at the airport. We're going to have breakfast together and we're going to drive into Las Vegas. And this is her first Olympia.
And what's her name?
I can't say her name yet.
Her first name?
No, I can't.
People are going to see her with you at the Olympia. They're going to.
That's a different story. That's a different story. People listen to this show, and that maybe don't want. They don't want my happiness, you know. So, I just have to. I have to be protective. And plus, she's a very private person. And before I would even mention her first name,
Carl,
on the air,
the people are going to see her at the Olympia, and you're going to have to tell her.
That's
name.
Different.
Are you not going to tell the people?
No, I'm not telling her name. In fact, I've got a body.
Yeah, right.
I've got big black bodyguards that used to travel with Suge Knight, and they're going to be blocking her view from everyone, so no one will be able to see her.
Like at the Arnold, how Arnold travels with all the Secret Service guys. You're having her surrounded by phalanx.
A phalanx of stink palm protectors.
Everybody will have their palms out with little pieces of shit.
Yeah. So no, but I'm not. I won't say her name unless she tells me someday that I can say her name, and that's the.
But
way
but in all seriousness, at the Olympia, if somebody comes up, at the
Olympia, yeah, I'm going to introduce
GX.
Her. I am going
to. GX is going to be there with his
fiance,
wife,
Dawn
Allison, getting married on Sunday at noon. I don't know if everybody's invited, but they are getting married Sunday at noon. RX Muscle will be covering it. Say GX and Dawn come up to you and say, "Hey, who's this beautiful woman?"
I'm going to introduce anyone who is there to her. You know, friends of mine and so on. I'm not saying her name on the radio.
That would be ridiculous.
No, of course not. I mean, if we're standing there talking to somebody, Dave Palumbo, I'm going to introduce her. I'm not going to act like she's
her real name or her fake name.
I'm probably going to have to give her an alias. No, of course her real name.
I was thinking if you wanted to give her a fake name, that could be interesting. We could come up with it right now.
No, I'm going to give her real name. But I just don't want to say it on the air. That's all, because I haven't discussed it with her. That's all.
All right, I understand. I was just curious. I thought that would have been interesting if you wouldn't have been able to introduce.
If I would have said, "Look, Mary, I'm going to mention." Oh shit.
That's not her name.
No, I know.
Anyway.
Yeah. Do I look like I would date a Mary? I don't think so.
Mary is usually a lot of Italian girls are named Mary, right?
Yeah.
Anyway,
yes, the Olympia tomorrow.
Is she a Jewish girl, Carl?
No, she's Italian like me. We have so much in common. That's the wonderful thing about it. The wonderful thing is we have so much in common. So many things.
You're done with Jewish women.
I'm not going to say anything derogatory about Jewish women. I'm just saying that I probably would never date another one ever in my life. That's all.
Gotcha.
Just because I got to say something. When you and I first became friends and we used to talk about this sort of stuff and you said, "No, you know, I really want to date a Jewish girl. I got to meet a Jewish girl." And I didn't understand why. I was like, why, Aaron? But you know what? Life is so much easier when you're with somebody who's cut from the same cloth because you have this baseline of common ground that doesn't have to be spoken. And it just makes life so much easier.
Yeah.
So that's it.
That's true, especially if you come from a Jewish family.
Right.
You know, like you know, I mean, because you married a Jewish woman, you knew
if you would have
stuck to your guns and said, "No, I'm going to be Catholic. I want the kids to be Catholic."
No, one of us had to give in, and it was me, but I don't feel like I want to give in anymore. I'd rather be who I am and be with somebody who, you know, there's a lot of things that I was never able to share with my kids about my life because my ex always felt that, well, no, don't tell them that because that'll mean this. And when I talk to the woman that I'm currently with, you know, she and I are in the same line. I mean, it's like the same things. It's like I would never feel embarrassed to share anything with her about what I've done in my life or who I am or anything like that. Because a lot of the stuff that I've had in my life, she's experienced too. So it's all good.
You never told your kids anything about drug use or anything like that. You
well,
hid a lot of stuff.
Not anymore, but you did at the time. Back then I didn't, and I'm afraid that I should have, because I would have had a better relationship had I earned their respect and let them know that I've done a lot of the things that you're about to do. Let's talk about this. Instead, I acted like, no, I never did any of that stuff. And kids know you're lying.
I know, for me personally, I would never be able to do that. I mean, I guess you didn't really have a choice. You would have been a huge fight, but I'll have to tell my kids everything, because I feel like I've made the mistakes for them in advance. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right. And I'm a big believer now. You know, everybody always talks about, oh, you gotta, you know, you can't be your child's best friend. And that's BS. I've learned that you must be your child's best friend, because guess who they take advice from? Their friends. And if you're not your child's best friend, they're going to be influenced by somebody else. Now, it does require that you pick your fights. You can't like try to force them to do everything you want. But if you're your child's best friend, then they come to you for advice, just the way they came to their friends for advice. And so I have a totally different approach to this that I wish I would have stuck to my guns when I was married, that I didn't. But that's okay. You live and you learn.
So you actually talked to Deborah, Mrs.
Allegedly I have, because there's still an order against us talking.
Well, let's say hypothetically you spoke to her today.
Hypothetically, I've talked to her because I'm trying to help as much as I can with the issues that are going on, and I have no animosity towards her at all. And I want her to have a good life, and I hope that she meets somebody that she can love and spend the rest of her life with. And obviously it's easy for me to feel that way, because I found somebody that I feel that way about. Maybe that's why it's so much easier. But the reality is that, you know, she's the mother of my children. I want her to be happy. And so allegedly, you know, we're trying to help each other. Let's put it that way.
I'm glad. Allegedly, I'm very happy to hear that. Yeah.
Just in case Judge George is listening, I don't want him to order my arrest because she's reaching out to me too. It's not like as though I'm, you know.
Right, right. So, what time will you be getting in? I arrive at 8:15 in the morning in Vegas, so I'll be there nice and early.
What should I
do when I get there? Should I go to the hotel?
Start drinking. Yeah. You could. I think you could. You're going to have to drop your luggage off with the bell captain, because I don't think you can check in that early.
No way.
But you could drop your luggage off with the bell captain. Now, remember, the hotel we're staying at is on the other side of the airport. It's away from the main strip area, but it's actually in a very, very nice area where all the nice restaurants are too.
But it's actually a cheaper cab fare to them, right?
Yes, it's going to be less expensive because you'll hit less traffic and it's closer to the airport, but it's on the other side of the airport.
I wonder, you think I can get a shuttle of some sort to the strip?
Oh, I'm sure. Yes, you could call the hotel. I'm sure they have a shuttle.
Interesting. Good. So let's talk about our schedule. You're not going to be at the press conference at noon, right? No way. No.
I'm probably not going to get into town until 4 o'clock or so.
All right. So I guess if people want to see me, I'm going to be at the press conference. I'm going to ask some questions. You never got to go to the press conference, unfortunately, huh?
Well, I went to the one at the Phoenix Pro with you. That one.
Was there a press conference there?
Well, you know, with the athletes meeting. What do they call it?
That's an athletes meeting. A press conference is actually a press conference. They had one at Tampa Bay. Tim Gardner had one, and does Arnold have a press conference? It might. I don't know. Well, anyway, what they do generally, Carl, is they'll line up all the athletes. I think usually only the men and female bodybuilders. I don't know if the figure girls and stuff go there for that. But they'll line them up, and then usually Bob Ciccarello and Dan Solomon of Pro Bodybuilding Weekly will actually play clips from the show and from their show and kind of try to stir up some drama and get the athletes kind of, you know, talking some shit, maybe hyping up the show a little bit. It's usually pretty fun. Unfortunately, it's just going to be Bob this time. Dan can't make it due to some scheduling issues, so it's going to be just Bob doing it, which will still be good because Bob's always funny.
Yeah.
And everybody has it's really not a press conference because everybody has the opportunity.
So they're going to try to create like a WWE a conflict between the athletes. Hey, you know, your internet is, I don't know what it is, but it sounds like your voice just turned into a mandolin.
Really?
Oh, now it's better.
I sound better now?
Yeah, it's much better.
Who knows, girl? You know, a lot of times that you say that, I get emails from people saying that they don't hear that.
Oh, that'd be great if they don't hear that. Okay.
I've heard a lot of times where you're being like, oh, you're going in and out, you're going in and out. And I get emails where people are saying, I'm not hearing that.
Okay, good. That's good.
But who knows? I'm not on a direct connection today, so
okay.
It's certainly possible. So the next thing is Meet the Olympians at 7 on Thursday. You'll be there for that, right?
Yes.
That'll be fun. And then it's going to be quite a weekend leading up to Saturday night, the show, and Jason Deere's after party.
Yes, and we're going to have Jason on the show tonight, and he is so much fun.
I love having Jason on because of his accent. You know, we were talking about it before. He can make anything sound interesting.
I know, right? Yeah, I know. He could read the back of a cereal box and make it sound interesting.
He'll say, Carl, get ready, put your seatbelt on, Carl, because this is a party like any other party you have ever attended.
Right. That's funny.
I don't know if my impression's very good, but that's how
it No, it was actually pretty good, actually. I was surprised.
Party. This will be a party unlike no other car.
And the venue is really nice. You know, this place at the Aria Hotel.
Yeah, it's called Hayes.
Club Hayes. And it's an interesting story.
Actually, Carl, interestingly enough, our buddy Jerry Beck from Iron Asylum.
Right.
He has a party at the Aria Hotel also at Club Eve, which is Eva Longoria's club. It's more like a lounge, which is actually, from what I understand, right next to
Club Hayes. So is it the same night?
Same night, same place.
Dude, we're going to be bouncing then, that means.
The only difference is that Jason's closes at 4, and Jerry Beck's closes at 7.
So when we file out of Jason's, we just go into Jerry's, that's all.
The hardcore group goes right back to Jerry's. Yeah, they also have a place called Drea's over there that's pretty popular for the after party, after party. So we'll see what happens.
But the truth is, I'm going to be in bed by like 3 o'clock the latest.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. I have a feeling you're probably right. And I have a feeling I won't be going to bed at all.
Yeah, I know.
Which will be interesting because we do have the noon wedding to go to, which I'm supposing you're attending, right?
Yes.
And you better be at the sushi eat-off at 4.
When is that, Sunday?
4 o'clock, Sunday, sushi eat-off.
I don't know if I'm going to make that one because I think that I have a limited amount of time to spend by myself with my lady love. I don't know
You're
what
not
I'm doing.
Make the sushi eat off.
Probably not. Bullshit. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm probably not going to make it.
Don't
be mad. Don't be mad. Come on, man.
That's disappointing. A lot of people are going to be meeting up from the boards there.
Okay. Well, people are going to be meeting up at the show too. We're going to see people everywhere. It's not just going to be at the sushi place.
I have a lot of people that requested specifically to watch you eat sushi.
Oh, I wasn't going to eat it anyway. You know that. I told you I'm not eating. Kidding. I would eat sashimi.
You can't make it, Carl, because you need to spend private time. I understand.
Yeah.
What else can we talk about, Carl? We got more time.
I got a new phone. I want to tell people that if you have a Boost,
if you have
a Boost mobile phone, what you need to do is you need to immediately go to the zoo, find the biggest pile of animal shit you can, and push the phone into it, and then
work better.
Yeah, it will. And I was sending text messages to people, and they weren't getting them for days. I mean, I'm talking about like 2 days after I send the text message, somebody would reply to it, and I'd be like, did you just get this? And it was happening on both ends. It was like people were sending me text messages, and I wasn't getting them. And then you get this BS about you're always out of range. And so finally, a good friend of mine, who's a pilot, Billy Mitchell, he has gone into the cellular telephone business, and he has this company called Lightyear Communications. And they're going to be a sponsor of Superhuman Radio. And they have 3G phones, unlimited talk time, unlimited texting, unlimited internet, unlimited everything for like $60 a month. And the phones are really dynamite. I bought a phone for like $50. It's a Sanyo phone. It's dynamite. It works great. The text messages go fast. They come back fast. I mean, it's just so much better. And probably next week when I get back from the Olympia, I'll have a banner ad up on Superhuman Radio. If anybody is disgusted with their cell phone company, they'll be able to get
$60 a month, unlimited everything.
Yeah.
It's not bad. I pay $125 a month for unlimited everything.
Oh, and this is no contract, too.
Oh, that's the deal. That's the deal right there.
This is no contract. And it's a 3G and 4G phone. You can buy a BlackBerry.
Get the internet on it?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can watch videos on it and everything?
Internet videos. I can send picture messages, receive picture messages. I can make phone calls while I'm sending messages and surf the web. I mean, it's just real. And I got a really cool little Sanyo phone. It's just fine. You know, I mean, it's nothing. Doesn't have GPS and all that sort of stuff. But
one of these days, I'm going to get you an iPhone.
I don't want an iPhone. I'm telling you.
You have it. You know what's the thing, Carl, is that if you don't get it and you don't really play with mine and see too many of it, you won't know what you're missing.
Right.
You know, it's like one of these little kids that lives in Africa in like a garbage heap. You know, they don't know what they're missing. So it's like they're happy with their life.
Right.
If I give you the iPhone for a day, you're going to be like the kid in Africa.
But you don't understand. You don't understand. The iPhone has the highest radiation output of all the cell phones. I'm sorry. I don't even carry my phone. I keep it in my briefcase. I leave it on my desk. Radiation. I'm telling you. You laugh, but someday when you're sitting there with your grandkids, when you're sitting there with your grandkids and you're talking out of the head that grew on your neck, you're going to say, boy, that guy Carl Lenore knew what he was talking about.
Well, I do something different with my phone that probably saves me. I don't know. You could tell me. I use my headset. I don't ever put the phone in my face.
That's a good thing right there.
Never.
But this is not a Bluetooth headset. You're talking about.
I use the wires that come with
them. There you go.
I think that anybody who has had an iPhone for long enough can tell you those Bluetooth headsets suck.
Right.
Dick.
Right.
They suck. I remember when we were doing the show from Nationals, and I had Lewis, the big sexy dude, was going to do the thing I play with me.
Yes, and you were using that wireless headset. Right.
Like the wireless Motorola fancy schmancy headset. So it's like in both ears, in stereo.
Can anybody else hear this, or is it just me? I need someone to post on the board if they hear Aaron's voice, does it sound like a mandolin playing?
It's not a mandolin playing.
You're going to have to listen to the replay. Go to the 27 minute mark on the replay, and you'll hear it.
Is it just for a second, or is it kind of?
Yeah, it's like for 15-20 seconds, and then it goes away.
Okay,
it's because of the wireless. I know what it is. That's okay. That's okay.
Now you distracted me with the mandolin thing. I don't even know.
It does. It sounds like you're playing a mandolin. That sounds like your voice. It's the funniest fucking thing. That's all I can say.
Well, you know how our listeners will get, they'll enjoy it. So this is probably a good thing.
Yeah, especially if they're like doing acid, they'll really like it. Fucking.
It's funny. Anytime it does that, the funny stuff. Remember the time where it had you repeat the word over and over again?
Yeah, that was hilarious.
That was one of the funniest ones ever.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know.
That was funny. That was funny. And then remember, I did it myself.
Yeah, and then you imitated it. Yeah. That's how I was like it. Yeah. That was great.
Oh, so I can't. You know what? Let's just end the show. No, I want to go to sleep now so I wake up and it's morning. I'm like, I feel like tomorrow's Christmas.
Yeah.
I just want to wake up in the morning at the airport picking up this beautiful woman, having breakfast and then driving.
Which I'm not looking forward to. What do you think I should do? I'm gonna have to find something to do from 8:30 in the morning till
drink. It's Las Vegas. Start drinking. Go get yourself a couple Bloody Marys.
I want to play poker.
Do you know how to play poker?
I know how to play Texas Hold'em.
There you go. You live in Texas. You should.
Exactly. I can kill a few hours doing that because I probably won't ever have any opportunity to do that other than this.
See, you know. KZ just said on the board, Aaron sounds like a transformer. So,
well, that's almost like a compliment.
I guess they do hear it this time.
Oh, well.
So it's funny. That's okay. So who are we having on after the break? We have Jose Raymond coming on. He's going to give us the play. He's going to give us.
So let's go. We got Jose Raymond first, who's actually calling in from his hotel room in Las Vegas. He's already preparing for the 202 Olympia, and he is going to help us break down the open men.
You know something? I never realized how small Jose is. I mean, you know, like height.
Definitely save that for when he's on the show, so you can tell him that.
I know. No, I mean, I don't mean it insultingly, but he is like when he stands next to you. There was another guy on the boards that took a picture with him. That
DJ Extreme.
Who?
He's taller than me.
Yeah, he's like he said he can dunk a basketball, and it's just so funny. I mean, Jose, I never realized how small. How old is he? Like 5 foot even?
No, 5'4".
Okay.
5'3.5"
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he's taller than Amy.
He's closer to 5 foot than 5.5", right?
No, 5'3.5"
Okay. All right.
Is my voice really sounding that bad?
No, not now it doesn't. No, it's back to normal. No, I'm just saying, I was like disputing. I was thinking, like you're splitting hairs. Maybe he's really.
No, he's not 5'6", like 5'5". He's like 5'3". 5'3", 5'3.5"
Yeah.
That just shows you. I mean, he's 5'3.5", and he's pushing 2 bills on stage.
That's amazing. That is amazing, man.
I mean, Jose Raymond is really the freak of the 202 class. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
He's the most heavily muscled at his size in that class.
He's the Puerto Rican pit bull. He looks like a pit bull. You know how pit bulls have that thick chest? The Boston Mass. I like that.
The Boston. I didn't make that up. Ron, Ron from MD. What's, see, it's like, that's a brain fart.
Ron Shit.
No. Nah, I feel bad. Ron Harris.
Oh, Ron Harris. Right. The writer.
He sat with us. No, he didn't sit with you. You weren't with us. He had dinner with us recently. We're going to have Jose on. He's going to break down the open men. Then we're going to have Jason Deere talk about the after party, give us the lowdown. And then we're going to have PJ Broad on, and PJ will break down the 202 class, because it's not fair to have Jose break down the 202.
Yeah.
Since, we all know he's going to say he's going to be first place. So, but we can ask him a little bit about how's his prep going and everything, because I know he's got to be tired from dieting now, since he's been dieting since before January.
Right. Consistent. Jared just said he thought that Jose was 5'1", 5'2". Just putting that out there.
No, he's not that tall.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll have Jose on. We'll ask him himself how tall he is, and we're going to take a polygraph test to make sure he's telling us the truth. By the way, we have to thank our music director for the music tonight, GX, soon to be Mr. GX. Was it Mrs. GX? How does that work? No, I guess she becomes Mrs. Anyway. You're listening to Off Topic Radio, and I want to get the hell out of here and go to the Olympia, but I'll definitely stay through this break. We'll be right back.
How I wish that there were more than the 24 hours in the day, even if there were 40.
If you're stuck in a rut, looking to compete, want to make your mark in the fitness industry, or just want to look your best, Aaron Singerman can help. Sign up for 12-week, 24-week, or full-year training packages. All packages include training, diet, supplementation, and hormonal optimization plans. Periodic and regular phone consults, email communication, and text messaging included in all plans. Contact Aaron Singerman today at AaronSingermanFitness@hotmail.com.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com.
Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. If you're stuck in a rut, looking to compete, want to make your mark in the fitness industry, or just want to look your best, Aaron Singerman can help. Sign up for 12-week, 24-week, or full-year training packages. All packages include training, diet, supplementation, and hormonal optimization plans. Periodic and regular phone consults, email communication, and text messaging included in all plans. Contact Aaron Singerman today at AaronSingermanFitness@hotmail.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Thank you. Hey, Aaron.
Yeah, Carl.
Jose's not answering, man. I've called him like six times. I'm leaving him a voicemail right now. Hold on.
That unreliable little midget.
Don't say it. Don't call him that.
He knows I love him. You know what, Carl? And you don't understand. I called him today, called him yesterday, confirm. But, you know, he is up. Dave Pulsinello is calling me on my cell phone. I'm going to get Dave to do it.
Hey, Jose, man, this is Carl Lenore. We're on the air. I've been calling you and calling you and calling you. It goes into voicemail every time. So Dave, we're just going to imitate you, and we're going to tell you what we're going to tell the audience what we think you were going to say
you
tonight. Okay.
Open men,
and if you want, call me back, man. Call me back, brother. You got the number. It's on caller ID. Bye.
Yeah, right this minute.
What? Who's going to come on instead?
Right, we're live. I'm calling you back. Answer your phone. Carl's calling you live from the show. Answer your phone. Bye.
Okay, you got to give me his number now.
Carl.
Go ahead.
I got a replacement.
Go ahead. Give me his number.
Here comes Dave Pulsinella, the Pulsinator.
Oh, perfect, man. I love Dave.
Right?
Dave is like the brother I never had.
Yeah, he's like the father. Because he's so old.
How old is he? Is he older than me? No.
It's like your age.
No, he ain't. He can't be 50 years
old.
He's
like 46, 47?
No shit.
Yeah, he's old. He's old, old, old.
I got to start working with him and have him get me in shape if he's that old.
He's going to be very surprised because he called me to talk or whatever, and I told him you're calling him back right now. So,
yeah, watch this. I'm going to put him right on the air. Dave. Dave Pulsinella. This is Guido.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on? This is Guido. Hey, Dave,
thanks for
filling in. Jose Raymond is missing in action. Apparently, he was supposed to be on the air with us tonight, and he couldn't make it for one reason or another. So,
oh really?
We need you to come on the air and discuss the men's open. I have my predictions, and
you could just pretend to be Jose Raymond if that's okay.
Can I do that?
Yeah, can you do it? Can you?
How does it feel to be so short?
How
does it feel to be so tall?
Do you get anxiety attacks when you have to step on a crowded elevator? So anyway,
I'm packing Vegas right now.
You're what?
I'm in the middle of packing for Vegas.
Oh, okay. Well, you can keep packing. Go ahead.
Don't worry.
I leave, so I can't multitask.
Oh, sure you can. Well, I mean, first of all, well, how many vibrators are you bringing with you?
How many dildos?
How many dildos and vibrators are you bringing with you?
I have to empty out my whole sex closet into my suitcase. My anal beads.
There you go.
Vibrators, dildos, clit ticklers. I got it wrong.
My Benoit dancing egg.
Is that wrong? Just tell me if it's wrong. If it is,
no, it's
I'm
not.
Wrong.
I think
Carl has his closet already packed. He's got a second bag packed already.
There you go.
I'm the absolute last minute to do everything. I'm leaving tomorrow at 8 in the morning, and I'm packing now.
Listen,
I haven't packed yet, and I leave at 7.
I haven't packed yet either. I got to pack after this damn show is over.
All right, well, I guess it's a male thing then. I guess it's just what we do.
No, it's just that I had too much to do. It's like this morning I had to prepare for the Connolly interview, which, by the way, if you haven't heard Superhuman Radio today, I interviewed Dr. Connolly. It's really a great interview, man. It's a much better interview than anything you've heard before. About
really? I definitely want to check that out. Definitely want to check it out.
Aaron, you listened to it. What did you think, really?
I didn't, I had to, like everybody, like the rest of you two, I'm running late, so I had to get a haircut, and the guy told me I couldn't have them in my ears while he was cutting my hair.
Oh, okay, well, I understand that, okay.
So I heard the first 30 minutes, and it was better than David John's interview with him, but I'm hoping that you do even better.
Oh, it gets really good when I start calling the FBI out on the carpet. You got to hear that. Anyway,
the problem with Connolly is that Connolly is... if you don't get him going a little bit, he's very, he's boring.
No, he wasn't boring, but I directed the interview. I didn't let him just run off.
Dave John let him just, like, read like a book, practically.
No, and he answered questions. I directed the interview. I interviewed him today. It's a good interview. You'll like, he loved it. He loved it.
Well, I was happy because I'll have something to listen to on the plane.
There you go.
No, I'm going to check it out. I got to check that out.
Anyway, listen, I am actually making my first ever Olympia Open men's open predictions ever.
Usually Carl will refuse to. He'll still say something silly like Sergio Oliveira, Arnold Schwarzenegger in second.
Sergio is going to make a comeback, right?
That's what he'll Carl will normally.
But
do.
I actually put so a little effort. I put a little effort in. Carl. I put a little effort
I challenged
in.
Him.
Right.
I said I want to see. What kind of predictions you – don't read my predictions. Don't read everybody else's.
And I did not look
– No, it's funny because this is the first year in many, many years that I actually have formulated an opinion about who's going to place where before the show.
And the thing is, I knew that intuitively, and that's why you were on the show now.
It's because you and I are soul twins, Aaron. That's why.
It's true. I'm hoping to get in some trouble with Dave this weekend.
Cosmically connected. Oh, I don't think that'll be a problem.
Dave, you know what? I didn't know.
Did you bring enough dildos for the both of us?
I brought the double-headed dildo for me and you.
Oh, this is going to be great.
I did not know. Are you 47 years old?
I'm 45.
I you really need to help me out because we're more in the same age bracket. I need to get with you to help me with my training and diet.
Carl, mentally, dude. Dave is like 11.
No, I know, but so am I. So that's good. It worked out good. We can tell dick and fart jokes all day long while we're on the phone. That's all.
You didn't know my age?
No, I thought you were much younger than that.
I just
negatory on that. I'm going to be 46 in November. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I need your help,
Carl, and our listeners about your advanced age.
Yeah.
My advanced age.
Now let me ask you a question. If you work with me, can I get an AARP discount?
Oh, this is terrible. You guys interrupted my packing for this shit?
Okay, let's do the show. All right, so you go ahead and give your predictions, the Olympian.
You want him, Dave, to go first?
Of course, he's the guest.
Okay. That's good because this I don't want Dave to copy mine. That's probably what he'll do.
Okay. What?
Go ahead, just give your predictions, Dave. Don't worry about what he's saying.
Okay. In my opinion, it's real easy as far as who's going to win the show. Jay Cutler's going to walk out there and make everybody look bad again. It's just that simple. I've been watching some videos of him. He's just ridiculous. And he's got the structure, the shoulders versus the waist ratio and the taper, the muscle bellies and everything. He's going to bring it in hard, and he's going to make everybody look stupid. Now, after that, then it's a battle for second, third, and fourth. And I'm seeing it. I truly believe if Branch comes in looking like he did last year, that he's going to be in second place. Ty in third, Heath or Martinez after that, in fourth or fifth, interchangeable. That's how I see it.
Okay, keep going.
What, you want a top five, right?
No, I want 10, but you, Carl,
top five is all I got, bro.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
I
haven't thought
okay.
about it past the top five, to be honest.
I personally think
to
the bottom
six,
five.
Though, Dave, you got to at least put six, because the top six requalify. So put one more at six.
Who do we got? And see, that's the thing. I've
Dennis
only
Wolf,
about
Tony
it
Freeman.
Top five.
Dennis Wolf, Tony Freeman.
You're really
Phil Heath.
Hold on, one at a time. One at a time. You got to give me these names.
Okay, let me call out some random names, okay? Dennis James, Tony Freeman, Dennis Wolf, Hidetada Yamagishi. Troy Alves, let's see, Rudy Winkler.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him. Dude, he honestly, in my opinion, all politics and pay your dues shit aside, should be in that top five. Mm. Should be in that top. Now, will he? Probably not, but I don't. You know, he could do as high as six. He's my guy for six.
So he's your dark horse. If anybody's a dark
he's
horse,
my
it's
dark
really
horse. It's definitely not any of the others that you mentioned.
Okay. All right. Should I go now, Carl, or do you want to go?
I can go if you want.
Okay, go, Carl. Hit it.
I've seen some recent pictures of Jay. Huh? I don't think he looks that good. I think Kai Greene has a much better. Tiny, tiny little hips, you know, very, very broad shoulders, very thick, he's got freaky legs. I think Kai Greene comes in first. I think Dexter really? Jackson potentially can come in second if he comes in conditioned, because I think he has, next to Kai Greene, I think he has the prettiest physique on the stage.
I'm going to write this down.
Okay.
Okay. So
I've already written it down. Kai Greene, Dexter Jackson. I see Phil Heath third. I see Jay Cutler fourth.
Really?
Yeah. Victor Martinez, he looks pretty good considering he's had some injuries. I saw his Facebook pictures. If he can If he can get rid of the water, if he can really get...
Yeah, he's got a lot of water.
Yeah,
a lot of water.
Victor Martinez, he's got freaky size. His chest looks amazing. I think he has a chance to be in that top five. Then after that, it's Dennis Wolfe, Tony Freeman, and Branch Warren. I, you know what? I just don't see what everybody else sees. I see a guy who's a monster, but he's, I'm sorry to say it, he's got like one of the ugliest fucking physiques I've ever seen in my life.
You know what, Carl? I thought the same thing up until last year when I was watching the Olympia on my computer, and he walked out. I think he walked out first, didn't he?
He was one of the first ones out.
Yeah, I was absolutely blown away by just the sheer volume and the graininess and all that stuff. You're right.
Nobody, I doubt that there will be many people on that stage that can bring in the conditioning that Branch looks like he's literally carved out of mahogany when he walks on stage.
Absolutely.
But the problem with him is this. He is just got way too much muscle on his frame. It just doesn't, you know what? Even Marcus Rule, as big as Marcus Rule was, he had more frame to put it on. Branch to me looks like, a caricature of a bodybuilder, one of those freakish Jerry Beck caricatures of a bodybuilder.
You see, at the Olympia, I think that's what the Olympia is about, Carl.
Maybe you're right.
And I'm carrying too much muscle.
Okay, and you know what? And that's probably why I would never make an Olympia judge, because I'm not looking for the same thing. What I'm looking for is a combination that leads with aesthetics first, because I feel like, who cares? You know, it's almost like if you built a really great car and you had this giant engine that stuck out of the hood and it just looked like shit, you go, yeah, but the friggin' car's got 7,000 horsepower, but who cares? It looks like shit. There's gotta be a balance there. Kai Greene.
I actually agree with Carl. I'm not a fan of, I like Branch Warren as a person. He's a nice guy. But as a bodybuilder, I don't have him in my top six.
Okay, so you know who my top eight, that's my eight, and I'm probably way off, and nothing will be right that I picked, but well, let's face it, I've never done this before, I'm not a true spectator.
Well, I'll tell you what, Carl, if it does end up the way that you put it, a lot of people will be very surprised.
I know, right?
Right, a lot of people will be very surprised. Now, I'm gonna tell you not the way that I want it to go down. Now, these are Olympia predictions. People misunderstand. I get yelled at sometimes by athletes.
Right. It's not what you want. Hurt. It's what you think is going to happen.
This is what I think is going to happen, and I'm going to give more rationale behind why I think it's going to happen than I probably should. So, because people say, why?
In other words, you're going to be a windbag again.
A little bit. I'm not going to go too much detail. What's that?
No, go ahead, Aaron. Go ahead. He's just joking.
What did he say?
He called you a windbag, but go ahead.
Okay. So my pick for Mr. Olympia is Phil Heath. I think Phil Heath is going to win. It's definitely, in my mind, it's definitely between Phil Heath and Kai Greene. And my reasoning is that Jay Cutler is with MD now. And I just don't think that an MD guy is going to win Mr. Olympia. It's that simple. I don't think that anybody's going to prevent it from happening. I just don't see it happening.
I tried to factor that in, and
if you want to get really particular, I think Jay blew away the judges. I think that IFBB pro judges are just like any other human being. When they see a huge change, that change is overwhelming. And you have Jay Cutler the previous year that looked, you know, I don't want to say looked like shit, but he didn't look like he did in 2001. And he certainly, you know, it was not a good year for Jay Cutler. So he came back and looked the best he's ever looked. So that is huge. So that plays big into the judges' minds. Well, now the last thing they remember is the best thing he ever looked.
Right.
So anything less than the best he's ever looked, then he's going to look less good to them.
Right.
He's going to look like he is not only – he's not made any improvements. He's actually fell backwards. Even though he still might look phenomenal, unless he looks as good or better, it's going to be a disappointment. He's been competing a long, long time, many, many shows to hit that kind of condition. So just what are the chances he's going to hit it just in the nail on the head again? Just as good or better? The chances seem, to me, it seems slim. You factor that in with the MD thing, I think that the MD curse might come true again. You know, MD has never had an athlete that was Mr. Olympia. Ronnie Coleman went to Weider, but was not with them. Dexter Jackson was not an MD athlete when he was Mr. Olympia. Lee Haney wasn't an MD athlete, so they've never had a Mr. Olympia.
And is it not true that while while Ronnie Coleman was an MD athlete, the night that he won the Olympia, he actually jumped ship. Is that true?
No, he was a Metrex athlete.
Okay.
Metrex.
Okay. But he jumped ship the night he won, right? Didn't he jump ship to Weider?
That's what everybody thought, but it turned out he had 6 months left and he had just made a verbal agreement.
Okay.
So, okay. So now it comes to Kai Green. I put Kai Green in second. And my rationale is that Kai Green and Phil Heath are pretty close. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I think that just like anybody else, judges are human. And I think when they look for an ambassador for a sport, I think that it plays into your, no matter what, it plays into your mind a little bit, who's the better ambassador. Okay? What do you think, Dave?
I think it's interesting that so far you're basing these things on things that have nothing to do with the physiques. Well, very little to do with the physiques and more to do with the peripheral stuff.
I know, and that's why I said I don't know if I should be saying all these things, but these are my opinions.
No, and actually, it's interesting. You're bringing a different side to this. We're talking about the muscles and the insertion and the structure. You're talking about peripheral things that absolutely make a difference, dude. I think that's kind of interesting.
Well, this is the thing. This is the thing, is that all these guys, it's a matter of preference. I prefer Kai Green's physique over Jay Cutler. That's what I prefer. But you could easily make an argument for Jay Cutler being better.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? You could also make an argument for Phil being better than Jay or being better than Kai. It's possible to make that argument if they're in condition. If everybody looks 100%, there's an argument. So it could go any which way. So, you know, other factors have to factor in. This is a subjective sport, so this is how I think it's going to go down. I think Phil is going to win. I think Phil will continue to make improvements. Phil's 30 years old. Kai's 35. Jay is 37. Phil is just really a newbie, practically. He's 6 years in the sport, 7 years in the sport. He's going to continue to make improvements. He's somebody who could bring the sport. He's an NCAA basketball player. You know, I think that he's well-spoken. I see him as Mr. Olympia. Kai Green second. Jay Cutler falls to third. He retires. This is it for Jay Cutler. Dexter Jackson I have in fourth. Then I have Branch Warren in fifth. This could go Victor in fifth or Branch Warren in fifth. Right now, I'm going to go Branch Warren in fifth because he was second last year. So I don't think they're going to drop him down to seventh. That's where I would put him. So I think he's going to go from second to fifth. And then Rolly Winkler is going to surprise everybody. He's going to make the top six and push Victor Martinez into seventh. Then we're going to get Ronnie Rockhell in eighth, Tony Freeman in ninth, and Ed Nunn in tenth.
Really?
Yes. This is my well thought out top ten.
Well thought out, Aaron. Excellent. Excellent. Well done.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that. It means a lot coming from you, Dave.
Oh, thank you. Carl, you want to chime in here?
No. I did my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carl made predictions. This is a big step forward for Carl.
Yeah, I actually took an interest.
Yeah.
I actually did some research. I looked at pictures, and I saw a recent video of Jay Cutler on local TV. Did you see that one that somebody posted on RX Muscle?
Yeah, I did, actually.
He didn't look like a bodybuilder in that. It almost like his biceps looked weird. They didn't look full. They looked long, like a gymnast.
You know what it was, Carl? I know exactly what you're talking about. The
shirt.
How do they say it? The video aspect was off.
It was no. You're right. It was off, and I noticed that it wasn't wide enough as it was high.
It was more stretched.
Aspect, right. But even with that, it was something about the proportions of his arms that just didn't look that big. But you're right. It could have been the aspect. I did notice that.
Wait till you see him in real life. His arms are pretty big.
Yeah. No, I know they are.
Yeah. I mean, well, I have a video monitor. That is, it's lengthwise, it's like horizontal, and it squashes everyone down. It makes them look like they're like 25 pounds heavier than they are. But if they put their arms up in like a double biceps position, it'll stretch that out too and make them look long and skinny.
Yeah, and that might be it.
You need to get a new monitor, dude.
Yeah, I like looking at pictures of myself standing straight up in there because I look really, really.
I like to. There's one.
That's why you keep it, right?
I was just gonna say, isn't there one? Yeah. There's one direction where it makes everything look longer, but one direction where it makes everything look squatty, right?
Right.
And
correct.
Is it horizontal that it makes everything look longer or
it's
vertical?
Everything horizontal. Yeah, it squashes everything horizontal.
The reason Dave keeps that is because his penis looks bigger in it when he stands there and takes it out.
Yeah.
That's why.
He puts that to the stretch part. And
that's
says,
right.
Jesus.
Right. And then see what happens. The girl is looking at his penis. He goes, no, don't look at my penis. Look at the image of my penis on the video. And then she goes, oh wow, it is big. Okay. All right. Anyway, so those are our predictions, and those of you who think I am right, please write on the back of a $50 bill and send it into Off Topic Studios, Burbank, California, 92120.
The shitty thing is that, unfortunately, you're going to get not that many people are going to think you're right. So,
yeah,
you know,
I know. I look. Let's face it. I mean, Kai Green looks the best of everybody. He's got that tiny little waist. He's got the freakishly thick upper body. It's just unbelievable. His back hangs off of him. His quads are just so huge. He really is a more compact version of Ronnie Coleman.
I'm rooting for Kai Green. I'm rooting for him because for me, what it's all about is the story, and he has the best story. You know, he's a kid that came from nothing.
Right, he did. He did come from nothing.
He's also way more entertaining than anybody else in this sport, not only on stage, but off stage, and I think that's a good thing for the sport too. His muscles aren't the prettiest, but everything that Carl said about his physique is true.
It would also be good for your brother, Mike.
Wouldn't it,
Father
though?
Mike, because if he wins Mr. Olympia, that's another video for sure.
Wow.
Well, whether he or Victor wins, my brother wins. He's doing a video on both of them.
And that's where I saw that picture. Thank you. That being one of Mike Pulcinella's Facebook friends has value because that's where I saw the picture of Victor on your brother's Facebook page.
Keep in mind that Victor was not able to flex his legs at that moment because they had just done this ridiculous leg circuit. And his legs were so full of blood, he could not flex them.
Yeah, his legs
obviously they were like waterlogged because of that.
His legs looked like friggin' Christmas turkey drumsticks. They were amazing.
Correct.
Yeah.
Carl wanted to nibble on them.
I wanted to bite into one of them. I would like to roast him. If he doesn't win, I'm going to roast him and cook. I'm going to cook him and eat him. That's all I'm gonna
do. You could survive for a while off of Fibber Martinez.
I always said that if aliens came to the United States, to the Earth, the first thing they do is corral all the bodybuilders because they would say, oh, these guys are like fucking like beef cattle.
Yeah, that's but the meat would be really, really, really coarse and tough.
It would be coarse and tough. Tender. And when the aliens ate us, they would all get gyno because of the high degree of testosterone.
The high hormonal.
Yeah, right. Right, exactly. They'd all get breast cancer and testicular cancer from eating us. That's it. Anyway, do we want to talk about anything else or we want to go on, let Dave finish putting his dildos in his briefcase, in his suitcase? Hey, Dave, when you go through security.
I still have several more to go.
Do you ever bring any of your dildos on carry-on when you go through the, scanner and they
dude, I bring all my dildos on carry-on just in case my luggage gets lost. I have the most important items with me.
Yeah, you never want to be without those, huh?
That's important.
Now, are you meeting any ladies? Are you bringing a lady with you to the, oh?
Bringing a lady with me.
Your girlfriend?
You know,
is she going to be all right with the two-headed dildo? Because I don't want any drama.
Oh, come on. No, so you really don't insult the girl. We don't even know her. So
no, me and Dave using the two-headed dildo.
Oh, the two of you. Yeah. Yeah.
Aaron's actually seen a picture of the lady I'm bringing.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is a very attractive young woman. Can we say her background?
Sure, why not?
She is a Jewish girl, Carl.
Good for you. Good for you.
No, Aaron was very upset about that. He said,
because you took one out of his.
Yeah, well, exactly.
My dating pool is very limited, Carl.
What's that?
My dating pool.
Yeah, never mind. The gene pool. You're gonna soil the gene pool, Dave. I already soiled the gene pool with a Jewish woman. You can't do the same thing. Come on.
And she's working out.
Aaron said, "What a waste of a perfectly good Jewish girl."
Right.
I'll tell her too. I'll tell her that when I see her.
You know what the Jews call us behind our backs, right, Dave? Mud people.
What?
Mud people. They call the Italians
really?
Mud people. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I do all the time.
I can live with that.
Whenever I get off the phone with
Carl, she wants to meet you, Aaron. She wants to meet you bad, man.
Who? She wants to meet who bad?
She wants to meet Aaron.
Oh, God, yeah. She's going to fall in love with Aaron because he's Jewish. He'll start, you know what he's going to do? He's going to walk up to her, and all he's going to say is three words. Spin my dreidel. And she's going to look at you, Dave, and she's going to go, I got to go. I got to go now.
What's funny is she's never dated a Jewish boy, ever.
Yeah, she's smart. No offense, Adam.
A Jewish boy.
This is going to be so much fun. I'm going to have fun at this Olympia. I really am.
You're going to go, Dave, you're going to the after party and everything too, right? You're doing
this. Yeah, I'll be at the after party.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, you should turn the show on at your house because we're going to have Jason Deere on next, and he is the guy who's throwing the after party, and he throws the best after parties, man. He's the guy to know.
Dave knows. Dave, you've been to some of his after parties, haven't you?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
No, sir, I have not.
Really? You ever been to the after party after the Arnold?
No, I went to one. And apparently, that particular year, there were two of them, and I didn't know that. I went to the boring one.
Oh, you went to the official one.
I wasn't even at the good one.
Now that you know me, just ask me and I'll tell you where.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly. I have my in now.
Yes. I'll even get you a little VIP bracelet and you can go into like the cool people area until they kick you out.
But the VIP bracelet says Aaron's bitch. That's the only problem.
I can live with that. I mean, after the people go into it, I'm going to be in the area.
All right, listen, we're going to take a break. Dave Pulcinella, thank you so much for pulling it out for Jose Raymond. He owes you big time.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for having me.
All right, and we'll see you at the O, bro.
You got it.
All right. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have Jason Deere on. We're going to talk about all the debauchery that's going to be going on in Sodom and Gomorrah Town. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit speciesnutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com.
Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. If you're stuck in a rut, looking to compete, want to make your mark in the fitness industry, or just want to look your best, Aaron Singerman can help. Sign up for 12-week, 24-week, or full-year training packages. All packages include training, diet, supplementation, and hormonal optimization plans. Periodic and regular phone consults, email communication, and text messaging included in all plans. Contact Aaron Singerman today at AaronSingermanFitness@hotmail.com.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Check 1, 2. Okay.
Welcome back to Off Topic Radio. Our next guest is the party king extraordinaire, the only man you need to know when it comes to having fun in Sin City, Jason Deere. How you doing, Jason?
I'm excellent, Carl. How
are you excited, Jason?
I'm Jack. I'm ready. I'm ready. We're going to be partying here in a couple
really?
Days.
No, really. Do you get really excited, or is this really stressful for you?
It's very stressful. I'm not going to lie. I get excited, I think, the closer it gets. I think especially when it's something new for me to do, or a new challenge, or something new for our industry, I get extremely excited. I love it. I love to see people's faces. I love that. When I'm on stage and I get to see people sort of just shocked, or, oh, wow, like, I love that.
Now,
let me ask a question. How you doing, Jason, first off? How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you doing, man?
Good, very good. How long do you prepare for one of these things? When do you start preparing?
Well, anybody that tells you that events have a timeline is blowing smoke up your ass. I mean, some of this stuff takes months. I mean, usually when I do the party during the classic weekend, I'll spend, you know, 5 or 6 months getting ready for that. Some of the smaller ones I'll knock out in a matter of days. I've done parties in Vegas with 3 or 4 day leeway. Just depends on how much I want to stress myself out and how much production I want to do, so to speak.
Do you ever have disasters happen at the last minute? Is that like a common occurrence and you just have to kind of roll with it?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Like, what tell me?
Yeah, actually, you know, what's interesting, Carl, and, you know, we can talk about this a little bit off topic. I mean, the reality is I would do a lot more events. I used to do about 38 to 40 events a year, and
wow.
I cut back because I feel like the state of where people are right now, it's actually very difficult to do events. Events have gotten harder to do. You know, you got people that are, you know, maybe working security that are working 2 or 3 other jobs, and they come and they're not on time, or people aren't performing right, and it's gotten harder to do. So I love doing them, but it's stressful shit to do.
So is the most of the problems that you have are related to human resources, or and not necessarily the venue, not that kind of thing?
Oh, everything. I mean, you know,
I remember the one time the fire marshal came and freaked out.
Oh my god!
Yeah, remember that?
Fire marshals are on your ass like crazy. Cops are on your ass. It's just nuts. And people are looking for jobs. I mean, you have to think like this: the economy's so bad right now. Things that you didn't have to worry about, like people taking side tips or stealing cash or any, like all of this shit's a worry now. You didn't have to
really
worry about this 2 or 3 years ago. Well, you go, you know, yeah. I mean, this is, you know, the whole system. When the economy changed, and even if it didn't change that much, people are sort of freaked out. So, you know, the way that people go out and party is a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
You can have people sneaking alcohol in a club. There are people walking with flasks because they don't want to buy
because they don't want to bet. Yeah, they don't want to have to pay for the drink. Isn't that something?
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's amazing. And so, what was the biggest disaster you've ever had at an event? Like something that was just like, holy shit, this is going to stop the show tonight.
I almost died a couple times.
You did, really?
Actually, yeah.
Like
I had a line rocket.
I was gonna say you were you were drinking. In other words,
no.
No. Okay.
Almost
I've been intoxicated by alcohol a couple times, but that wasn't what almost killed me. No, I was preparing for a show a few times, and I had two things I can think of right off the top of my head. I was gonna do a bed of nails stunt. And there was a nail sticking out, would have gone right through the back of my lower head or through the back of my neck. It was pretty scary. I was probably maybe only a couple minutes.
How did you catch it in time?
We just didn't. We were trying to harness these boards to actually carry it.
Right.
Carry the bed. And the bed would have slipped off. And I was just lucky. It's just, you know, some of these things are just the way that you fall and the way you get caught. Same thing with a line rock. I actually had a pyrotechnic stunt, which almost went bad. And almost took my head off.
Really?
Would have been good. Yeah, it's dangerous shit, man.
I've never thought of it that way. I've never thought of it that way. Now, did you know that Aaron tried his hand at throwing an after party recently?
Really? Look at you, Aaron.
It was a last minute thing, and there was no after party planned for an event in Texas.
It was Junior USA's.
Yeah. And someone came to Aaron and said, "Do you think you could put something together in 2 days?" And he did.
I'm impressed.
but I don't think it was to the cat.
There's no chainsaws or ice sculptures or anything like that. No.
And Aaron did almost lose his life that night, but it was crossing the, it was running back to the venue with chicken wings that he had to feed to everybody. He was crossing the street and almost got hit by a car.
No.
Well, he's in Texas.
Yeah, I'm just Texas. So, anyway.
I
was just,
yeah, you have wanted chicken wings
and I wanted to make them happy, so I ran to get them for them.
Now tell the story, tell the story about why Club Haze almost was, there was a kibosh almost put on it. You had this as a venue and then at the last minute it was like, oh, we can't do it. What happened?
Oh yeah. Well, you know, just speaking of disasters, and first of all, I don't want to freak anybody out by this, but I mean, when you do an event, this is a 6 hour period where your entire business is functioning in 6 hours. I mean, really think about this. It doesn't matter how much you prepare. You can only prepare to a degree. With that said, moving on to your question about Haze, yeah, I almost actually lost the venue. It's actually kind of an interesting story, but Las Vegas is very strict when it comes down to drinking with all the gaming commissions and being 21 and up. Well, a couple weeks ago, I had everything set over at Haze, and Michael Jordan's son went in there, somehow got in. I think he took his daddy's Amex in there. I'm not sure. But Michael Jordan's son, who's 19, went in there and blew somewhere in the range of 35 to 50 grand on liquor. And everybody just got wasted. And then the liquor board came in there, caught him, took him out, and then basically they got a violation. It was a huge deal. Huge deal. So during the...
This was in the news. I heard about it.
Yeah.
So they almost lost their license, in other words, right? They almost lost their liquor license.
Absolutely. And actually, the week before that, they had another problem at another club called LAX, because they had the Miss Universe pageant there, and a lot of those girls are not over 21. And some of those girls got caught drinking, too.
Now, and interestingly enough, talking about Miss Universe, there is going to actually be a bikini, what is it, the Flex Bikini search is going to be at this venue, at the after party, right?
That is correct. Yep, second year in a row. We do the Flex Bikini Model Search after party. Thanks a lot to Flex. Appreciate them coming along and hopping in.
So now, does that mean we're going to see bikini competitors walking around showing their bodies off, and we have to like vote for them, or is it just mean? I mean, what does this mean? What should I expect?
That's what Carl was hoping for.
No. I've got. That's not what I'm hoping for. I've got a woman that I'm going to be with that, believe me, I can't take my eyes off her. But I'm just curious what this means to people who are there. What does it mean?
Basically, the Bikini Model Search group, which is, you know, the whole bikini thing has become a division of our industry, like, in itself.
Right.
And they have sort of wanted to have their whole separate after party because it's a search. So it's not really like an IFBB Pro type thing. And they, you know, where it's all very strict, like, you know, you have the Jay Cutlers and Ronnie Coleman. You got people that are randomly off the street that have gotten involved in, you know, doing this stuff and have found their claim to fame. And they wanted to do a party somewhere. So this is a place where they can come, be invited, hang out, you know, kind of meet the who's who, et cetera, et cetera. But you will not see them in bikinis, unfortunately, Carl.
It's not like, I think, very lovely dresses. Remember at the Arnold after party, Jason, you had the photo shoot set up where the girls were taking pictures in bikinis and lingerie. It won't be like that, Carl.
Okay. Just curious.
No, it won't be like that. No.
Okay.
Not this.
There's a live photo shoot. That is pretty cool, though.
That was cool.
Now, isn't it true that when Aaron and I arrive over the PA system, they're going to say that we have entered the building? Isn't that true?
Yeah, they're going to say. Dr. Lenore and Dr. Singerman have entered.
Yes,
Dr.
Lenore and Dr. Singerman will be.
Millions of screaming fans.
We'll be performing breast exams in the back auditorium. that's funny.
On the bikini competitors.
Exactly.
You should have put that on the flyer, Jason. You could have gotten more, you know. And more girls show up because of that.
You know what? Who is it with Susan? We could have got Susan B. Coleman to endorse the show, and we could have said that Dr. Lenore and Dr. Singerman would be performing breast exams at the show. You know, for a dollar donation to Susan B. Coleman. It would have been great.
A dollar to the Susan. you don't even know where to start. Carl would not even know where to start. He'd be like, okay. Let me think now. Where would the lump be?
Yeah.
Oh wait, the lump's in my hand.
I'd be feeling beneath her underarm. That's where I'd be going. That's it.
See, Jason, you could make this like a part charity bash, like the other one. You know.
Oh, jeez.
Now, Jason, for the people who are listening to this right now, that are like thinking, well, gee, what should I do Should I go to the after party? I mean, one of the things I have to say that I've actually said on Superhuman Radio before is that everybody who arrives at your after party, you make them feel special. Jason is there at the door guiding things, and he doesn't just disappear. He's like working the whole night nonstop. Are we going to have any celebrities, you think, showing up?
Yeah, we definitely got a couple of good celebrities. I got one good UFC guy coming.
No kidding.
And then somebody off of TV. I can't say too much about it, as I mentioned before. I can certainly talk to you about it off air. But you have a couple of big players coming.
The UFC guy, it's not Randy Couture, is it? Or you can't say?
It's not Randy Couture, no.
Okay.
I can't say, though.
Okay.
It's somebody else.
I like Randy.
Possibly a reality show.
Oh, really?
Very cool. Guy, yeah.
Very cool.
But I like the stuff. Yeah, anybody that wants to come out, I work my events. I'm the first guy there, last guy to leave. I look forward to seeing anybody that wants to come out, especially if you're friends with Carl and Aaron, and you'll bet to believe you'll see some edgy stuff.
Yeah, there's always... Now, will there be any women with body paint, you know, naked women with body paint?
I don't think we're going to have too much body paint at this particular show, but I do have some really top-notch performers. So
really?
Definitely come down there, yeah. I like to... I love the body paint, Carl. I think we talked about this on a different show before, but brings up an interesting topic. I love doing edgy stuff. I really do go sometimes for some of the shock value as well, people coming there feeling like they're in a different world. And I find it, I think you and I find it a lot with what our industry really likes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Now, people like this type of stuff. I don't know, you know, if I pack events. Every time I do an event, they're always packed. They're always sold out. And I love doing edgy stuff. And I find, you know, one of the topics I'd love to bring up on the show, I'm sure you guys have a lot of opinions about this. I feel, and the more I've looked at our industry, I feel that our industry is really not only in line with some of the stuff that I do, but our industry is an edgy industry. We are not a family-orientated industry.
Nah.
Are we?
Definitely
no.
Not.
No,
I paid attention a lot. What brings me up this call, I knew you were about to say something, but what brings us up is because I looked a lot the last couple of years when I first started doing body paint, because body paint legally is actually considered clothing. And they would have girls walking around the Arnold Classic in body paint. They'd have people walking around body paint all the time, and they'd look at me and think, I'm crazy. Oh, Jason Deere is nuts. He's lost his mind. He's fucking crazy. You know? The reality is, though, the Arnold Classic, the Olympia, none of these shows are really family-orientated.
No.
So what I do, being a 21-and-up venue, is really not any further off the loot than anything else in our industry.
No, and you know, let's face it, the word freak has found a home in this industry for a reason. And it's not just because of the muscular freaks. There's a lot of freaks in this industry.
Everybody's freaks. That's the thing. I mean, this is sort of the evolution of stuff. Everybody is freaks. Everybody's got their vices. Everybody's got their own sort of perversions in their brain. Everybody's got their own, you know, whether it's a bodybuilder that's juiced up, or whether it's a CEO that's got a cocaine addiction. I mean, I know this is aggressive stuff to talk about, but I also realize the fact that nobody really is normal. There is no such thing as a normal thing.
No, you're right.
I don't want to, you know, I mean, I'm a pretty straight-laced guy, but I also think, you know, exposing some of this stuff and bringing some of these things. That's why I have transvestites and midgets running around.
You're a pretty straight-laced guy.
I mean, well, that's the thing, you know, I actually, you know, and Aaron, me and Carl talked about this. I grew up in a very conservative background. I mean, the fact of me wearing some of these crazy outfits I have and running around having midget wrestling and trannies is sort of like, was nothing on my brain when I first started doing it. But the more I look at this industry, just to talk from the industry from an outside perspective, is that our industry really is freaks. It really is people that not only have a lot of vanity stuff, but the rest of the world expands out like that. Our industry is just open about it. We're very open about it. We are bodybuilders. We all have implants. We tan. We do all this type of stuff.
Right.
But, the average CEO probably likes to go out and get really crazy on weekends, and we don't know about it.
Right.
It's not just bodybuilders. It's House of Representatives. It's your local Republican and Democrat party. I mean, it's all this type of shit.
Right. Right.
Jason, let me ask you, being a doing my first party, the one thing that I noticed, you know, I wanted to go there and have fun myself, but I found myself unable to I didn't have a bad time, but I couldn't party myself. I didn't drink or anything like that. I really spent most of the time dealing with either getting things for other people or making sure people are having a good time or dealing with waitresses with the management and stuff like that. You actually have a good time at the party, or are you working and that's it?
It really is working. I mean, it really is. I hardly ever drink during an event at all. Well, I mean, I'm really stressed. So sometimes, you know, I mean, a max I would have like one shot, but usually I'm functioning on very little sleep and it's all work. And it's hard, like what you said, Aaron, sometimes when you go out with a group of people, you're just running around getting drinks, you really can't have a good time. And
right.
This is why it's almost better to go with just fewer people that you really trust, that are very responsible, that are not whiny, and you can go and really enjoy yourself. But my enjoyment is in what I do. The production of seeing this, seeing all of these people, and seeing this actual show that you wanted to do come to life. That's the value in it, not really getting fucked up on the side on a bunch of liquor.
Sure.
That's for next Saturday.
Now, by the way, you have a new lady in your life as well, don't you?
I do, Carl.
And are you very happy?
I am. I actually met somebody, and she's very, very sweet. It's kind of, you know, going the whole relationship thing. I know, Carl, you have too.
Right,
you've met
exactly.
A new lady love
exactly.
As well. And it's really odd. And what's funny to all the listeners that are listening to the show, both Carl and I, if you listen to a previous interview that we did, we were in a bad place.
We were actually vying for the presidency of the He-Man Woman Haters Club at that point in time, weren't we?
We were. Yeah. You were talking about your ex watching Mamma Mia, I think.
Yeah, right, exactly. You remember. Yeah. Right, waiting for somebody to come and sweep her off an island and save her.
Wow.
I think we were just at that point where we were done with relationships. And I think at the absolute peak of being done with relationships, both Carl and I, probably close to the same time, actually meet really amazing women.
Right.
I met somebody that is just absolutely the most wonderful person. She treats me really great, and I treat her great too.
Don't you think it's because we weren't looking? Don't you think it was because we weren't looking? That because if you were looking, when you're looking, you don't find anything. I was not looking. As a matter of fact, when I met this woman that I am in love with right now, I was actually back in Louisville for my divorce hearing. And someone said to me, look, you come out tonight. Come. I says, no, I don't want to come out. I got to go to court tomorrow. Oh, come on. And I went out and I literally walked into this backyard party and saw her from across the yard and just literally fell in love with her the minute I saw her. But I didn't know. I was like afraid. I thought to myself, this girl would never have anything to do with me. Like, why, you know, and as a matter of fact, we talked about it. And she says, you know, I didn't even think you liked me. I said, it wasn't that I didn't like you. I says, I was afraid to look at you because I felt like I was going to get caught staring at you. I mean, it was just so weird. And it's like, I was not looking. I was in the angry phase of my life at that time. So.
That's interesting. Yeah, I think once you get to a point where you're really comfortable with yourself, I know it's kind of saying that we're actually rock bottom and we're done, we're completely done with relationships, but I think at the point where you do say you're done is the point where you are actually now sort of self-independent at that point. You've decided that you can be independent, and the point you can be independent is when the point where you are open to meeting somebody new.
Yeah.
I think
you're right.
We might consciously deny it. Subconsciously, I think we're the most open.
Yeah.
Will we be meeting this new young lady at the party, Jace?
Yes, you will. Yes,
oh.
You will.
Has she
I
met?
Would like to meet Carl's new
yes,
lady as
you
well.
Will.
Carl, like I said before.
Will she be running around in a matching
leather jacket with bullets in
leather
the
jumpsuit
in the
or something?
We gotta get one of those outfits yet. No, she's actually never been to one of my parties, believe it or not.
Oh,
so,
my gosh. She's in for it.
I know. So
now,
I'm a little bit worried.
Has
she's gonna walk in and see the other side of my life.
Have your mom and dad met her?
Yeah, my parents love her.
And your mom, that's what I was gonna say, your mom likes her? That's good. That's a good sign.
My parents
like
really
that.
Love her a lot. Yeah, she's awesome. I mean, she's great. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Does she know that when you're at the party, you're gonna be like not available? You know, you're gonna be working?
Yeah, I think she respects it a lot, and you know, it's kind of been an interesting dynamic because she's a really sweet girl. She's very shy, doesn't go out a lot, doesn't go to a lot of clubs, but she really respects my business and what I do. I, the funny thing is, Carl, in my history of relationships, what I do for a living is the hardest factor every single time.
Right.
Well, Jason, what do you do for a living? You know, are you a lawyer? Are you this? Are you an accountant? Are you a mechanic? You know, I'm like, no, I throw parties for a living. What do you mean you throw parties?
Yeah, that's hardly a
today
job.
I'm busy.
Yeah.
I have to design outfits that are skimpy, and I have to body paint some girls' breasts. And it's kind of like, I mean, women don't understand what I do.
Yeah, they don't think it's a legitimate trade.
Nobody believes it's a legitimate trade. There is so much business being done in the entire event industry, event entertainment, sports, celebrities, any of this type of stuff. So when you go in clubs are huge. I mean, Hayes is a tens of millions of dollars club. Excess is $88 million venue. I mean, this is a serious, serious fucking business.
Right.
But people always look at it like, hey, hook me up, bro. Give me a couple tickets. We're going out. We're going to get wasted. You have a good time. Jason's around a bunch of chicks, blah, blah, blah. They don't really understand that this is a serious, this is what I do.
Right.
You know, she's a dental hygienist by
trade.
Oh,
cool.
And, oh, my God. And you know what? We have something in common because my girlfriend actually is reps for an orthodontic company.
Really?
That's so funny. Yeah. We have a lot to talk about, you and I and the all four of us. That's funny.
Aaron, me and Carl just got really gay together.
Ah, I know, right? That was like a little gay, wasn't it? I know, that's funny.
Really?
Wow. Hey, did you see that
we're
fucking...
We're going to go shopping together, yeah.
Did you see that fucking UFC fight the other night, man? we got to like...
Bring it back to...
Yeah, we got to dilute it a little bit. That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's awesome.
Anyway, I can't wait to go to sleep, so it's morning.
Tell us, Jason, tell everybody about, who doesn't know the details, give us the details of the party, and tell everybody when they need to start showing up, you know, because obviously there's going to be a line, and the finals are over, I don't know what, 10:30, 11?
Yeah, and you got to be to this party before midnight, because it's going to get packed fast. You really
do. Yes, you definitely have to get there early. Details are as follows. The party is going to be over at Hayes Nightclub, which is over at the new Aria Hotel and Casino. It is caked out. We are talking reality-bending shit. So anybody that misses this party is out of their mind, and anybody that goes will be out of their mind. It's located attached to the city center, the new city center out there, which is immaculate.
Which is, by the way, which is Center Strip, which is actually Center Strip. It's north of Flamingo Boulevard, and it's on the same side of the street as Caesar's Palace or the Bellagio or whatever you want to, you know, pick a hotel over there. And it's huge. The place has hotels. It has high-rise buildings. It has upscale couture clothing stores. It is an amazing, amazing campus right in the center of the Strip city center.
Yes, it's outstanding. It's outstanding. So, yeah, that's what we'll be partying. You have
And tickets will be sold at the door. And when people get there, if you get there early, how much are the tickets if you get there early?
If you get there early enough, they're 20, but I think you'd be looking at about 35 that night to get in.
Right, because the later it is, the more expensive it is. Right, exactly. So get there early.
Yeah.
Get there early.
If you have a good hookup, like if you're tight with Carl and Aaron, you might be able to score a ticket.
Maybe. But anyway,
ladies, come see me.
Come see Aaron. Ladies, if you can ride Aaron, he's the bull. If you can ride Aaron and stay on for 30 seconds, you get a free ticket. There you go.
Might need a little more than 30 seconds, Carl. Come on, give me at least a minute and a half.
Okay, 10 minutes. If you can stay on Aaron for 10 minutes, you get a ticket. So Aaron is willing to take all oncomers, no pun intended.
Not all. They, you know.
Yeah, we'll have some big, more ugly, fat girls coming to ride you, too.
Well, there's a weight limit, Carl. There's a weight limit.
But everybody needs to really get there before midnight, because how many people will the venue hold?
In and out, 4,000. We're gonna pack that night.
Yeah, and that's smaller than Boma, right? This is smaller than Boma, right?
Actually, it is a little bit larger than Boma.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, but still, people need to get there because what's gonna end up happening is there's gonna be people walking into this party that have nothing to do with bodybuilding. It's gonna be so off the hook. So if you want to be there, you better get there before midnight for sure. That's it.
Yeah, definitely. Special thanks to my sponsors, too. Can I give them a quick
plug? Please, of course. Mood Pack. Mood Pack is the title sponsor. Very, very nice. Interesting. Very interesting line of products, Mood Pack. Is it moodpack.com?
Moodpack.com, yeah. M-O-O-D-P-A-K vitaminshops.com, and that's actually going into all of the vitamin shops nationwide here in 2 weeks, which is awesome. And also available through Europa Sports, who is also one of the sponsors for the event. And special thanks to bodybuilding.com Supplement Warehouse, who's got actually a pretty cool up-and-coming website. If you guys have never seen supplementwarehouse.com, they got some killer deals. And also Victoria's Secret Sport. For those of you that don't know, Victoria's Secret Sport is actually one of my sponsors, which is really cool. They got a sport division now for any fitness ladies that like female fitness clothing. And also Cytosport, Sport, ProLab, MRI, Flex, and also Vitamin Shop. And you, Carl, obviously.
And Aaron, of course, as well.
And Aaron.
Yeah, what about me, huh?
You party thrower.
Ride the bull. Yeah, ride Aaron the bull, the night of the party. There you go.
Yes.
Well, this is great. You know what? I look forward to the, I look forward to the Arnold because I get to hang out with Jason, and now I look forward to the Olympia. And by the way, one thing I didn't mention that's important for you to understand, that this is the first time ever that this is a sanctioned Olympia party. Robin Chang sanctioned this party. Did you know that, Aaron?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
It this says is official party on the
there
thing.
You go. This is the official Olympia after party. This is not some off the beaten network thrown by somebody who just wants to capitalize on a group of people being in the city. This is the official sanctioned party for the Olympia. So either be there or be square. That's it.
Yes.
That's it.
First time in 45 years, guys.
Wow.
It's never been sanctioned. So
and look who they picked.
It really is a huge deal.
Look who they picked to
I'm
throw the party.
It.
I know, man. I know. We're going to talk about this someday when we're really old. Remember when we used to go to those parties, Jason? Okay. I'm already old. Who the fuck am I kidding? All right. Anyway, listen, Jason, thanks for coming on the show tonight and talking about it, and we will see you in Vegas in just a couple days, man.
Absolutely. Thank,
thank
you,
you
both.
Jason.
I look
see
forward
soon,
to seeing
buddy.
You all.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Guys will be very well taken care of, and look forward to meeting your new lady friend, too, Carl.
Thank you, thank you. And if you want to hang out with us, you better be there at Club Hayes.
Midnight.
Okay. Midnight. All right. We'll see you later, Jason.
Take care.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have PJ Braun on the phone with us.
He's going to give us for all the 202 predictions. He's been texting me saying he disagreed with both of us on the Open's men predictions.
Well, he can't talk about Open men. We got to talk about 202. That's it. Okay.
He can give us
no. He can't. If he even starts talking about Open, I'm just shutting his mic off. That's it. I'm in fucking
also,
charge.
He's got a story for us. Everybody wants story time with PJ Braun.
Okay.
He's going to do a story.
All right. So stay
you
tuned.
You can if you want call for story time. You can put your mic on mute and like go eat.
That's what I'll do. Yeah, that's what I'll do. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Whatever I have to do, you know what I have to do. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Off Topic.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit speciesnutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. speciesnutrition.com.
Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there is no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. If you're stuck in a rut, looking to compete, want to make your mark in the fitness industry, or just want to look your best, Aaron Singerman can help. Sign up for 12-week, 24-week, or full-year training packages. All packages include training, diet, supplementation, and hormonal optimization plans. Periodic and regular phone consults, email communication, and text messaging included in all plans. Contact Aaron Singerman today at AaronSingermanFitness.com. at hotmail.com.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by bestrecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit speciesnutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. Speciesnutrition.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Off Topic. Aaron, apparently GX told me that you requested this song.
I was about to say, where did this one come from?
GX said you wanted...
This is like going to be like something at the wedding.
Maybe that's what this... This is called Put It In Your Mouth. Hey, let's see what it says.
No,
wait.
It's not.
Yes. Let's see what it says. Whoa.
She says, put it in her mouth. The wrong number.
No. What? Hold on, I just called him. What happened? Her motherfucking mouth. She says, put it in her mouth. Hold on, I gotta get that. I mean, her
motherfucking mouth. You want to call the wrong number?
Enjoy the music. Why? You want to call his house phone?
Yeah, and tell you that my name is.
What's the number?
Get on your knees, make like the breeze begin to blow. But don't give me no Ralph Lauren grin if you're not down to go low. I'm all about mouth fucking. If you down for dick sucking, if not, BJ.
In the meantime, enjoy this song. This is actually the song that they're playing at the GX's wedding.
For your cap ass lips, treating your teeth like as I'm rubbing them with an erection like injections. Fuck it, I'll be drugging them, numbing up the console.
You like the song, Aaron?
Anesthetic coming
okay,
down
your throat like
no time for apology.
I got too many things going on here. I want to leave for the fucking Olympia. I'm giving bitches permanent beers. Did you like that song, Aaron?
Yeah, I did. It was
put it in her mouth.
Yeah, all right,
we got.
It started out.
I know it started out like some R&B song, and then next thing you know, he's like, "Fuck that bitch, put it in her mouth."
Yeah, I liked it actually, Carl. Good choice, GX. I like that. But it would have been really shitty if you would have like faded out before it got to that part.
I know. That's why I said the name of it is "Put It In Her Mouth," and I figured, well, we got to let this play a little while longer. Hey, PJ, how you doing, man?
Hello, Carl. Hello, Aaron.
Hello, Carl. Hello, Aaron. Now it's time for tea.
Now, PJ, will you be attending the party? Because this party is unlike any other party.
Unfortunately, I have run down with a little bit of an illness right now, so I shall be staying home and resting myself.
My Libyan housekeeper would be taking care of me today. That's funny. So how are you feeling, by the way?
Much better. Thank you for the advice, actually.
Yeah, there you go. I told him,
I gave PJ advice, too.
You didn't give him the same. I told him to soak Piglet's feet in apple cider vinegar and let him walk all over your back and then take a hot shower, and it actually sucked the fever right out of him.
It was a little weird getting into the positioning, but it worked out.
and then Piglet added an extra little poop on his back, and that probably helped too.
It was like almost like Vicks VapoRub, a little bit of poop.
To be honest, I'm actually, as silly as this sounds, really happy to know that I'm just sick, because for probably the first time ever in bodybuilding, I felt like mentally defeated yesterday.
Really?
And I was saying to my friend, I'm like, man, you know me, like I'm a warrior. I don't think I could make it three more weeks like this. Like I've never felt so bad before a show, and he was like, dude, I've never heard you talk like that. He's like, that's not like you. And I'm like, man, I'm like dizzy walking around. I keep getting very lightheaded. Like, I don't know how I'm going to make it. And then it got so much worse that I said, I must be sick. There's something wrong with me.
Yeah.
And then I went, I bought a thermometer.
We were talking on the phone, and
you
were literally like, stopping mid-sentence and like not saying anything.
Really?
I mean, I was working out, and I was just progressively getting weaker as the workout was going on. I was like, what the hell is wrong with me? And I was trying to regroup, and my partner was like, dude, your lips are white, your eyes are glassy. And I was like, you know, I just thought, I'm like, the diet's getting to me. But the crazy thing is, I was like, I'm not even hungry. Actually, the thought of eating food is making me want to puke right now. And, you know, sure enough, I just had some kind of virus. I had a 102 fever yesterday. And, you know, I took the 10,000 IUs of D3, like Carl suggested. And I took some Tylenol, of course, for my fever. And I slept my fever out. And I have some kind of intestinal thing because I'm going to the bathroom a lot. But I feel a lot better today.
Good. Glad. And Aaron has been sick. And I tried to get him to take some D3, but unfortunately he required someone else to go pick it up for him, and she wouldn't do it for him.
No, it's way too much of a task.
Yeah, she's like, no, fuck you, stay sick. And walk the fucking dog, too.
Subject, change the subject.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
Anyway.
That's funny.
You wanted to talk about...
The 202 class.
No, I know I'm forbidden. I'm forbidden by Carl to talk about.
Okay, I want to show you something, and I want you to see this. Just say the words Olympia Men's Open class. Go ahead, say that.
Olympia.
See that? Your voice was gone. All I heard is Olympia. That's it. That's it. So, nah, you can fucking chime in. I know you think we're all wrong.
I don't want to take too much time. I know you know, we're all...
Well, just go. Do the lineup. Just do the lineup. Good.
If everything is judged fairly, if everyone is at their best, there's no way that it shouldn't be 1, Cutler, 2, Kai Greene, 3, Phil Heath. Okay? And then after that, a lot of different things can happen. Now, most likely, if it is true what they say about the Weider curse, then Jay will not win. Kai will win. Who do I think is the best? I love Phil Heath's physique, but next to those two, he's simply too small, and his flaws stand out against the larger guys. He, I believe, is better for the sport. You know, college graduate, he's very well spoken. He has a beautiful look. The other guys are more like kind of like freaky looking. But in my opinion, if everyone is at their best, 1 will be Jay, 2 will be Kai, 3 will be Phil. And I think it gets a lot more interesting after that. Will Rooley actually crack the top 6? Will Victor be 4th? Will Branch be 4th? Will Dexter be 4th? There's a lot that can happen with those other guys.
Now, you're saying you, from my rationale I gave in my predictions, you didn't see it working out that way.
I just believe this is going to tell a lot. This is going to tell if it's really true what they say. I think a lot of people are very interested, the people that know the ends of the industry, are very interested to see. This is going to show if it's really true, because this has not happened before, where a Weider Olympia left Weider. And it is said that an MD guy will not win the Olympia. And I believe that if Jay comes in equal to last year or 5% better, he cannot be beaten. He's too big. He's too complete. I think the closest guy that you have to him is Kai. And if Jay is slightly off and Kai has improved from last year, he can perhaps sneak in, especially now that he is a Weider guy. This has opened the door for him. But if Kai is off, if Kai shows up like he did last year, you know, a little bit softer than we expected, and Jay is on and Jay doesn't win, I think that shows a lot right there.
I think that Jay will be good. I just don't think he'll be good enough. I will see what happens. I've stated mine. I think Phil will win. And you actually made an argument for, you made my argument for why Phil would win.
So, Phil is great for the sport. I think of all the guys.
Who they have talk when Weider had all the athletes?
Oh, of course. And I thought that was great. I want our sport to be represented well. I don't want people to think that bodybuilders are big, dumb animals because, you know, many of us are very intelligent, but we're labeled that way. And I don't want to listen to Kai Greene talk, to be honest with you. Phil Heath sounds eloquent when he speaks, and he was good on ESPN. I thought he represented us well. And he is a great, you know, you have to understand, it is a, of course, physique competition, but if you are Mr. Olympia, you are the king.
Yeah, you're a spokesperson.
You are an ambassador for the sport. A lot goes into that. And I think that the judges definitely think about that a little bit.
They have to. I mean, you have to. Because you're more than crowning. You're not just crowning the best bodybuilder. You're crowning who is the ambassador for the sport.
Exactly.
I think that's got to play. Because these guys who are judging aren't just judges. They're not just they're a judge for a day and they go back to their job. They're involved intricately with the sport. They're involved in many different facets of the sport. So it's not like they're judging and they're impartial to everything else. There's partiality involved because they are involved with the sport, one way or another, or maybe completely.
Yeah.
So they want to see the sport.
This is going to be a highly anticipated Olympia to see what happens now, because a lot of people that believe, you know, so heavily in the whole Weider curse or the MD curse, whatever way you want to look at it, this is going to show a lot.
I will tell you this. If Jay Cutler wins and he gets his fourth sin, I hope that he retires.
Why?
That will be a good story right there. No, I'm all about the story. The Kai Greene win will be a great story.
Right.
That's a great story to come from nothing, from no parents, from a horrible foster care horrible childhood, basically. To being achieving this goal that he set his entire being to. He never wanted to be anything but Mr. Olympia, and he accomplished that goal. So that's a fantastic story. It's also a great story to see a guy who has, Jay Cutler, who went from having the Olympia to the only guy to lose the Olympia to come back winning the Olympia, go out on top.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if he were to, like, that would be a great story. He gets the Olympia, he thanks the crowd, and he says, "I want to announce my retirement right now." That's a great story.
Jay is a great representative of the sport, in my opinion.
To come back and get it and get progressively worse.
Yeah, Jay has been a good representative.
He is not going to hold on for years.
He's gotten better as he's gotten older too. He's got a lot going on, Jay Cutler, a lot more than most.
I tell you that he's got the coolest faux hawk of all the bodybuilders, no doubt.
He's got businesses. He's got money coming in.
Yeah,
so he doesn't
from all over.
What's that?
From all over the place.
Right, he doesn't need to win Mr. Olympia. $200,000 he won't win if he doesn't do the contest next year is probably less than 20% of his total income.
But see, that's what I respect the most about Jay Cutler.
Oh.
Because he was.
I don't know, man.
To,
I just want to see one of these guys go out on top. That's all.
I think that the fact that Jay has used his physique to form so much business outside of bodybuilding is brilliant. You know, it's a great story.
Well, and, if you talk to Jake, I don't know how much you got to talk to Jay Cutler, DJ. I know Carl hasn't talked to Jay Cutler probably
at
all.
I talk to him every day.
the guy only wants to talk about business. That's his main interest, really.
Yeah.
Hey, bodybuilding may be what he does, but business is what he's interested in.
Why, do you talk to him all the time?
No, not all the time. I've talked to him a handful of times.
And what kind of business do you talk to him about? Monkey business? No, really. What kind of business do you talk to him about?
When I talked to him last time we spoke, I asked him. We were talking about the amount of different SKUs he has in the Jay Cutler line, or Team Cutler, because he has. I think he has 40 different items that he's selling. Jay Cutler items,
right?
Everything from women's thongs to men's tank tops to hats to beanies. He has a coaster for,
And
drinks.
And when you were talking to him about this, did the words, "Hey, would you like to advertise," come up in the conversation?
I did ask him if he wanted to be on the show.
And what did he say?
I told him, I said, come on the show, Jay, and let's not talk about bodybuilding so it won't interfere with any contracts, and we'll just talk about business, because I think people would love to hear your take on
what did he say?
Just business,
what did he say?
The business bodybuilding.
What did he say?
He said, absolutely, I would love to.
Well, then let's get him. Let's get him.
He said, let me just check with Robin Chang. And Robin Chang said, no.
Oh, come on, Robin, man. First the press passes, now Jay. Oh, man, he's cock-blocking here.
Yeah, well, maybe one day we can do something like that. But, you know, it's interesting. At the time, he was signed with Weider. Now he's signed with Steve Blackman, and I think the chances are even less now.
Oh, yeah. No, and as a matter of fact, Blackman, Jay has to call, has to mail Blackman a phone log.
I don't remember. Jay came up to me and told me, he yelled at me for having Milo on the show. You don't remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah. Yeah. But I heard that now that he's with Blackman, he has to actually mail in his phone log because Blackman wants to know who he's calling, too. So anyway, PJ, let's get on with the 202 because we only have about 10 minutes in the show.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, you do it. Do your thing, man. Do the PJ thing.
This is my my pre-202 disclaimer. I am rooting for Jose Raymond because out of all the guys competing, he is my friend, and I want him to do the best that he can.
And he's also the freakiest, too.
I really like Jose. We've become buddies this past year or so. He's a really good dude, and I like his physique. I want him to do well. That being said, I think that it's a battle for second place. I think that Kevin English simply needs to make 202, and he wins. It's, you know, I like Kevin. I actually know him. He's an East Coast guy. And this is not a knock on him in any way. I actually don't love his physique. It's actually kind of bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
He's got an odd shape.
I'm with
but
you.
He is simply so big compared to everyone else. It's bizarre. And I've seen him, you know, in New York.
Well,
times.
You know, and I know, PJ, he's on stage close to 220.
It's amazing how he does it. And as good as these other guys are, and as pleasing as some of the other guys' shapes are, he's just so massive. And of course, he's in amazing shape, you know, for making 202. So I think Kevin English will win. I think that if everyone comes in tip-top shape, I think that Eduardo Correa will be second. And I say this because I think Eduardo has the most pleasing physique of anyone in the entire 202 class. He does need slightly bigger legs. If they were any bigger, I don't think he would make 202 either. His conditioning is outstanding, and he's just very nice to look at. Third place, this is interesting. I think people will probably find the most argument here is going to be Jose. And I think most people would argue to me that David Henry would be third, or even second, or even first, because David Henry has a very big fan base. But since I was there in person, seeing Jose beat David, and I saw them both at arguably their best, I actually agreed with Jose winning, simply because he has a level of graininess, like a Dorian Yates hardness, that many other people don't have. And although David Henry's back is much better than Jose's, his back is actually so good that I feel it hurts his symmetry and makes his legs look weaker from the back. So I have David Henry in fourth. Fifth place, this is interesting. This is also something that I think could be changed basically on how the judges like this particular guy at this point. Jaroslav Horvath is really good, and I think that he could be fifth place, no problem. But based on, I wasn't there, but based on everything I heard about what he did, over his placing at his last show.
Wait, he threw a tantrum?
In Dallas.
He threw a tantrum?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He looked like he was, I mean, we talked about it on the show. Remember, Lee Thompson talked about it, Carl. He looked like he was barely contained, rage.
Really?
Disappointment. Like literally on the cusp of absolutely, totally damaging his career forever. Like he couldn't stop shaking his head no. He looked like he wanted to break the trophy in half. You know, he was, you know.
Yeah.
He was.
Just poor sportsmanship. Just poor sportsmanship. It doesn't matter.
And the funny thing, Carl, was that the person who beat him was Seth Ferozzi. And to me, sitting up in the front row, it wasn't even close. I don't know what he was looking at, but he had a lot of his countrymen back there, backstage with him.
Right. They were egging him on. They must have said, oh, you got ripped off.
You're the best. Yeah, yeah.
See, you cannot show your poor sportsmanship like that right in front of the judges.
No.
Now,
save it.
Because of that, who I think is closest to him, if he comes in perfect shape, is Rock Shabazz. And he is very well liked. And he's very well respected by the judges. So I could see Rock Shabazz possibly sneaking in that fifth spot over Jaroslav, although I do feel Jaroslav has the better physique. And then I think rounding out sixth and seventh will be Jason Arntz and Tricky Jackson. Jason Arntz is going to be in very good shape. I just saw him guest pose in Brooklyn. He guest posed the same show I did. He was very, very conditioned. His arms are a little bit lagging, but the rest of his physique is pretty balanced. And Tricky has a nice physique, but he's a little smaller than the other guys. Two guys that won't be competing, Flex Lewis and Seth Ferrosi, I think would both steal top five spots from some of these other guys if they were there. Seth Ferrosi, very impressive, and Flex Lewis, very, very aesthetic, always brings tremendous condition. It would be interesting to see if those guys were there. It would change things, but they're not. So I'm thinking it's going to go Kevin as the clear winner, and a very tight race between second, third, and fourth, Eduardo, Jose, David, and then either Jaroslav or Rock Shabazz coming in fifth and sixth.
Interesting. Interesting.
All right. You ready for me to tell you how it's really going to be?
Go ahead. You go. Go ahead. Come on, because we only have a few minutes. Go ahead.
All right. Jeez, Carl. See, Carl's fucking. Carl's been ready to go. He was like, we don't need Peter. Don't need him. All right. In first place, I got to agree with you, Kevin English. He's a freak. He's a total freak. There's, you know, even though he's not the most aesthetic, the fact that he is literally 20 plus pounds bigger than everybody when he's on stage, you know.
Which to me, I don't even understand. I don't understand how you call something the 202 class, but because the guy, I know, because he weighs in the day before at 202 and then he gets on stage at 220. I don't know, man.
I'm guessing 220. I don't know.
Okay, even if it's 215, it's like, I don't understand that.
Well, Carl, they weigh in the night, the day. Actually,
I understand. They should weigh in.
So everyone can essentially be heavier, though. So
yeah.
It's fair for everyone.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
If Jose Raymond, Carl, was 225 3 days before the show, he could suck down to 202 with whatever means he can find to do that. And but obviously, he's just not. So, like, for example, Jose is like 205 the week before the show, 210.
Right.
And he sucks down and weighs in after everything. He's,
right.
202 or less.
Right.
Anyway, so Kevin English is the only one who can do that, that has this amount of muscle. You know, it's almost something to the length of Ronnie Raquel, who's getting on stage at 220. Mm. It'd be like him weighing in at 202 and then being on stage at 220.
Right, right.
Anyway, so I'm putting Kevin English in first, and my boy Jose Raymond, I doubted him before. He proved me wrong. He beat David Henry, and, you know, he's very passionate about the fact that I doubted him before. So I'm going to go out and put way out on the limb. I'm going to put Jose Raymond in second place. You know, that's a controversial pick.
I think that's definitely – it's highly possible. I do.
Well, there you go. Well, there you go. So that's my pick for number two. I think that if he improves his condition even more and he can be up there condition-wise with an Eduardo Correa, then he can be second place. So I'm putting him in second. Now, this is where it gets tough. Because Eduardo Correa is for me personally, when I saw him up close in Florida, that is the most conditioned bodybuilder I have ever seen up close in real life. I never got to see some of the, you know, crazier stuff like the Andreas Munzers in real life. They were before my time. But this is as close as I've ever seen. The problem with Eduardo is that his legs are weak. You know, they're completely crazy shredded. Hamstrings are separated like you wouldn't believe. Everything is all there. Because he has to take 202, he's probably 10 pounds light in the legs compared to the rest of him. But that's the, you know, catch 22. If his legs were bigger and they were up to everything else, he's not 202 anymore.
Right.
So I'm going to put Eduardo in fourth behind David Henry because of the legs. Although David Henry has some weaker legs, too, compared to the rest of them. I'm still going to put David Henry in third. So David Henry will drop a place from last year. Eduardo will be in fourth. I put in our boy, friend of the show, Steve, Namit.
Right.
In fifth. I think Namit's going to bring it. Great story there. Steve is a great guy, and I'm rooting for Steve. Fifth place, I'm saying, Steve. I'm going to put Tricky Jackson in sixth. And Rock Shabazz will come in seventh. So
there you
that's
go.
My top six.
Now you've heard what Aaron thinks. You've heard what PJ thinks. I have nothing to say about the 202 class. I don't care about the little guys. They're just too small for me to even pay attention to. No, I'm only kidding around.
Carl needs bigger size men.
I don't want to, you know what? I just want the show to end. I got to go home and fucking pack.
So, Carl, we're saving story time with PJ Brun for another time, is what you're
saying. Yeah, let's save the story for another, because you know what? Here's what we'll do. PJ, unfortunately, is not going to the Olympia. Very, very sad about that. But next week, we'll have the follow-up show to the Olympia. We'll be able to tell all our stories. We'll have PJ on then. So we can do story, and I'll have his music too. I'll have the story time with PJ Braun music. Okay.
Very good.
And I'm glad that you're feeling better.
PJ prepared for the story time, so he'll be ready to go by next week.
There you go. And this music means only one thing: that I am bored with this fucking show, and I want it to end now. We will see everyone.
You didn't even want to do the goddamn show.
Your girl's got a hot piece of ass now, so he wants to get this shit over with.
Don't you dare call her a hot piece of ass. I want to go home and pack. I want to go to sleep so I can wake up in the morning and go to the airport. That's what I want to do. All right, so anybody who's going to be at the Olympia, if you want to find us, one thing you can do is go to twitter.com/triceptor, T-R-I-C-E-P-T-O-R. Get on my Twitter list, and I'll let you know what boots we're going to be at hanging out if you want to meet up with us. The sure thing, the sure way to meet up with us is to show up at Club Hayes Saturday night after the night show, and you will find us, and we will be partying. Come party with us. Have some fun. Right, Aaron?
I'll be updating, as I usually do with the trips, I'll be updating my Facebook from where we are and what we're doing.
There you go. And for once, I'll actually be in the pictures.
Easily accessible between your Twitter and my Facebook,
right?
And everything else.
And don't forget, ladies, if you want to come and ride the bull, Aaron, if you can stay on for 10 minutes, he'll take you to the after party. There you go. Okay. All right, PJ, stay well, brother.
All right, guys. Good night.
All right, and we'll see everybody next week with another episode of Off Topic.
See you tomorrow, Carl.
See you tomorrow, Aaron.
Yep. Bye.
He must be happy in his world.